And also, you know when you're saying, like, who would want to live forever? I don't think anybody can live forever because I don't think the universe is infinite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think one day, if there is life after death and we all go on to another, I don't know, maybe I'll get, resurrected as a cat or a dog or a pigeon or whatever, one day we'll all come to an end anyway because I don't think the universe is infinite. So there's nothing to worry about living forever either. So.
Wait, hang on a minute. That's a big statement. That shakes all of my metaphysics. What makes you think the universe isn't infinite?
Well, because very crude scientific knowledge makes me believe that one day it will all end again. I've heard of the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also something I think called the Big Crunch, where it all comes back in on itself,
mm-hmm.
and then it Big Bangs again,
yeah.
and then another universe starts. That's the sort of theory, very, very crude, but that's the sort of theory that I believe in.
Yeah.
But the
thing is the idea of the Big Crunch, as I understand it, is that it, like you say, it leads into another Big Bang. So what we call the universe, the building blocks of it, they are therefore infinite because matter isn't created or destroyed; it's just rearranged.
Yeah, but we might not be rearranged in the same way.
No, but it would still be the universe. What you and I call the universe would still be here.
Yeah, but not as we know it.
So if you could live forever, right? If you could live forever, then, you know, the Big Crunch. I mean, think about it, right? If you lived forever, you would be on this Earth either until the human race wipes itself out, which is possible.
Which might not be very long.
Right, yeah, so we'd have a big nuclear war, and then you'd see all these different... I mean, they say cockroaches would still live on, right? After a nuclear war. So you'd watch cockroaches presumably evolve into intelligent life after a massive nuclear war. And you'd still be alive. Maybe you could interact with the society of cockroaches. So it'd be a bit of variety for you. This could be, you know, 100,000 years in the future.
Sounds like worse up in the present, to be honest.
Well, you never know. And then what could happen is, you know, you could watch the sun die.
Yeah.
So the sun would die, and then it would, I'm reliably informed, that would turn into, a white dwarf.
Mm.
One of my callers told me once. And that means you get burned into the sun.
Well, apparently the sun would expand such a size that it would swallow Mercury. Is it Venus and us?
Right, so
it would go to such a size it would swallow like the first three, four planets.
But remember, right? You can live forever, so then you would be swimming around inside the sun.
But apparently we're all made from stardust anyway, because when the planets were being formed, when the universe was first being formed, all this debris was going around and around and around, and certain planets started being formed, and the sun was formed, and that had the biggest gravitational pull, so all the other larger objects started banging into each other, which made the planets, and we are effectively stardust. But I don't believe, really, that there is an infinite life. I think that at some point it's got to stop.
You don't believe the universe is infinite?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think it's got to come to an end as we know it.
As we know it, sure.
Yeah,
but, you know, it'll always be there.
We can't
always has been there. It's never not been here.
We can't comprehend half the things that are happening in this universe as laymen. I don't think half the scientists can comprehend it. They just make things up to make them understand it themselves. But it's mind-blowing, and I genuinely don't think that we're here forever as we know it. And if we do come back as something else, we wouldn't know that we were anything else before because we couldn't comprehend that either.
Yeah, you'd have no memory of it.
Yeah, precisely.
So, you know, if we have had a previous life...
We won't know it anyway.
It could be the case that we were grasshoppers. And you wouldn't know anything about it.
No.
And it wouldn't matter.
No.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, do you believe that it's your memory that makes you who you are? Because I don't.
I don't think it does, because memory is what we've got and what we've had from what we can comprehend. I mean, who can remember being born?
Mm.
Nobody can. And if they said that they can, then they're lying, I think.
Mm.
No, you can only comprehend so much of your life, and until you can comprehend that part of your life, I don't think you exist in a physical being.
You might, yeah, well, do you know what? I could carry this conversation on forever. I can never move on. Thanks for calling the show, Kaz.
All right.
Cool. Take care of yourself. That's Kaz in Works Up. Love conversations like that. could talk about that all night, but I'm aware of the fact that some people will be thinking, what on earth is he going on about now?